شكرا سيد الرئيس. في البداية نود أن نتقدم لكم بالتهنئة.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to congratulate you on your election as chairman of the group of governmental experts on emerging technology in the area of legal autonomous weapon systems. I would like to pledge the full cooperation of the Iraqi delegation in ensuring the success of this meeting. Moreover, Iraq supports the statement to be delivered on behalf of the non-aligned countries. Mr. Chairman, Iraq at earlier meetings of the group of governmental experts has stressed how important it is to strengthen humanitarian aspects being taken into account in discussions on laws. Through the prohibition and regulation of these weapon systems so as to mitigate or eliminate the risks posed by these weapons vis-a-vis human beings. All weapons, including autonomous ones, should always remain under the control and direct supervision of human beings. In fact, delegating a life-death decision to machines is a serious violation of international humanitarian law. This is why we should take into account the challenges arising from the use of lethal autonomous weapon systems by guaranteeing human control over these weapons in accordance with international humanitarian law. While bearing in mind the fundamental principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution, the precautionary principle. Also, consideration should be given to the possibility that these weapons might reach the hands of terrorist groups, which would also cause challenges for civilians. Mr. Chairman, again, we reaffirm the importance of all states shouldering their responsibilities for any actions contrary to international humanitarian law as a result of the use of these autonomous weapon systems. This is why, after in-depth discussions over recent years in the group of governmental expert meetings, the participating countries now have a clear vision with respect to establishing a legally binding legal instrument in the framework of the Convention on Conventional Weapons, CCW, an international instrument that will address the security and humanitarian challenges arising from emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and it would do so through banning and regulating these weapon systems. Thank you, Chairman.